You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Kyle working the dials. Kyle, just want to let you know my IM is up if you want to connect with me. This way we could talk. Sometimes I like to send Kyle little love notes during the show. Not love notes. I'm a married woman. But I've been having issues with my computer. So, Kyle, we're back up if you want to log on. All right. And we are here to take your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like... You know, we just finished the Memorial Day weekend. Everybody should be back to work, right? Rocking and rolling. And I guess many of us were getting emails from work or still working even on break. And that's not really good for the health. So we need to talk about that. Also, it looks like 1 in 5 Americans admit to urinating in public pools. Now, that's 1 in 5 Americans admitting. Okay? And I don't like... that it says Americans in the title. That kind of connotes that this article was written in another country and that this is the norm for an American. So I'm not too happy about this article, but we might as well take a look at it. Also, it looks like scientists think that chocolate could slow down the aging process. Pretty exciting stuff. We got a smartphone app that if it takes a picture of your tongue, you take a picture of your tongue, it'll hopefully later, when developed, be able to tell you what is wrong with you. And we have Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security has released a list of words that are going to be considered red flag words. So I will key in on what those words are so you can be careful, because they are going to be combing our Facebook, our social networks, anything Dr. Dahlia writes. And many of these words are simple words that we speak about pretty frequently. So, as you can see, we have a really busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so 1 in 5 Americans admit to using a public pool as a toilet, or better known as peeing in the pool. You know, every year they come up with this. Every year. On the show, they have now, at first it was 1 in 9, then it went to 1 in 7, now it's 1 in 5. Maybe people have no problem admitting to it, because these are people that are admitting to it, okay? 4 out of 5 Americans I look at aren't admitting to it. Okay, a recent survey conducted by the Water Quality and Health Council found 1 in 5 Americans admit to using a public pool for quick relief, and 7 in 10 confess to skipping a shower before going for a swim. I'd say it's even higher than that. I argue with my kids all the time. Right? Okay, take a shower. I don't have to take a shower. I'm going swimming. Well, take a shower anyway. No, no, no. I'm going swimming. Daddy says there's bleach in the pool, that it's cleaner. No, it's not. There's nothing more clean than soap and water. What I do find remarkable, though, is how acne sometimes clears up in the pool, or if you get a cut, that the cut seems to heal quicker after you swim. Now, you know, when I did ER, I tell everybody not to swim until we took the stitches out, until we can control, you know, make sure that the skin is closed. For example, if you cut yourself and we sew you up and we stitch the skin together, which is very similar to, let's say, retiling a floor that just had an earthquake, right? All you're doing is closing up the top layer. So by the time we take your stitches out, it's only maybe the wound is only 6% closed. You still have 94% more healing to go. But we'll sometimes let you swim once we know that superficial layer is closed. But it's interesting how many people say, Dahlia, the wound, you know, is clearing out because of the pool. It's like the pool is magic Neptune water. I'm not too sure. Anyway. All right, so they say, according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, a pre-swim shower removes sweat, cosmetics, and other dirt that can mix with chlorine to create irritants in pool water. Oh, I can't tell you how I can't stand seeing hotel pool water get murky and cloudy. It is disgusting. All right, so they say, please shower with soap and water before you jump in the water. Take small children on frequent bathroom breaks. And make sure you have a lifeguard or operator who frequently makes sure the pH and chlorine levels in the pool are up to standard. Proper levels keep pools healthy by destroying waterborne germs that cause diarrhea, swimmer's ear, and skin infections. Swimming is not a substitute for bathing. That's right. Too many people unknowingly treat the pool as a communal bathtub. All right. If you are still leery of pool germs, you can go to the Water Quality and Health Council website. That's interesting. The Water Quality and Health Control Health Council mailed more than 32,000 free pool test strips to swimmers. Data submitted by swimmers across the nation last summer showed that 54% of pools tested had unacceptable chlorine levels and 47% had inappropriate pH levels. Of course, you know, I know what people do. Okay, every now and then we do something called a staycation. When we don't have time or money to travel anywhere, we take a room at one, you know, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And even though we live in, you know, one of the suburbs, it's kind of fun to take out a hotel, you know, swim in the, you know, the pool and, you know, just kind of make a little vacation out of it. And it's nice. And I don't have to leave. I don't have to miss work. I could do my show, do that from Saturday to Sunday, be back at work Monday. But what I can't stand is by early afternoon, you have a lot of the young people that come, and I'm glad they do, and I'm glad they enjoy themselves. We want them to come and vacation in Vegas. It's a great place. But many of them, of course, are decked out. They want to look good. You know, I mean, they want to look good because there's a huge dating scene that happens a lot of times in these pools. And so here I am. I'm trying to kind of do the lazy river with my kids. You know, and I look like a middle-aged 40-year-old woman, right? And then you have these women completely decked out in makeup, guys completely oiled up, so they look all shiny, and they're just kind of sitting there in the pool. And they just stand there, and you see them, they never leave. Okay, now I'm not saying all these people pee in the pool, but I mean, I'm a doctor. I know what the bladder can take. I know how many volumes of urine the bladder can hold. And I see the beer they're drinking. And I see what they're drinking, it doesn't add up. What goes in is not coming out, unless it's coming out and we don't know. And of course, the oil gets into the water, and the water is murky. And it's disgusting. Just disgusting, but that's what happens at public pools. All right, don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we were talking about the Fukushima disaster multiple times on the show, we were concerned not only of the radiation that happened immediately surrounding the event and the possibilities of picking up thyroid cancer and the radioactive iodine and your thyroid gland picking it up and people needing to take the potassium iodide salt, etc. But the one thing we stressed is the aftermath and what could be coming into and integrate into our food supply. Well, from what they found is bluefin tuna have swum across the Pacific, reached the U.S. after having picked up the radioactivity. And what's a shock with this is these bluefin tuna are kind of big. Right? Researchers didn't think that the big fish would contain as much radioactive material as they did. So Fox News is reporting here that across the Pacific, the bluefin tuna carried radioactive contamination that leaked from Japan's crippled nuclear plant to the shores of the United States 6,000 miles away. And they confirmed it was from Fukushima. The levels of radioactive cesium were 10 times higher than the amount measured in tuna off the California coast in previous years. But even so, they say that's still below the safe-to-eat limits. So they don't want people panicking. They don't want people not buying tuna. But again, you know, you wonder. This is exactly what caused issues and long-term cancerous sequela with the Chernobyl incident. They say previously smaller fish and plankton were found with elevated levels of radiation in Japanese waters after the magnitude earthquake in March 2011 triggered the tsunami and then that damaged the Fukushima Daiichi reactors. But scientists did not expect the nuclear fallout to linger in huge fish that sail the world. They say such fish usually metabolize and shed the radioactive substances. I never thought they did. I thought they would hold them. One of the largest and speediest fish, the Pacific bluefin tuna. Is the bluefin tuna what's on that tuna show? What's that tuna show? Mad Tuna? Oh, there's a tuna show. My husband loves it. I've been watching it too. I think it's called Mad Tuna. It's where they're fishing for tuna, and these tunas are huge, like 1,000-pound tunas. I can't think of the name. Anyway, one of the largest and speediest fish, Pacific bluefin tuna, can grow to 10 feet and weigh more than 1,000 pounds. They spawn off the Japan coast, swim east at breakneck speed to school in waters off. See, they go to school. Good boys. In California and then the tip of Baja California, Mexico. They say 5 months after the disaster, Fisher of Stony Brook University in New York and a team decided to test Pacific bluefin that were caught off the coast of San Diego. To their surprise, tissue samples from all the 15 tuna captured contains the levels of cesium-134 and cesium-137 that were higher than in previous catches. And remember, the cesium-137 especially can linger for years. To rule out that the possibility that the radiation was carried by ocean currents or deposited in the sea, the team analyzed yellowfin tuna found in the eastern Pacific and bluefin that migrated to Southern California before the nuclear crisis, and they found no trace of cesium-134 and only background levels of 137. So that's how they could that was kind of their control. And then they could see that the fish afterwards were higher. So they say unequivocally Fukushima was the source. They say bluefin tuna absorb the radioactive cesium from swimming in contaminated waters and feeding on contaminated prey such as krill and squid. As the predators made the journey east, they shed some of the radiation through metabolism as they grew larger. Now, can we eat this? From what I understand, they say it's still far below the level. I wouldn't. I don't know much about radiation. I don't know much about radioactivity. You know, I don't want everybody panicking, but I'm getting tired of hearing all these little bits and pieces. Oh, we got to be careful of this, and this causes radiation, and this would get too much radiation, etc. You know, and I just don't know. I mean, if you offered me a piece of food that didn't have radiation versus a piece of food that did, it'd probably say, pick the food that doesn't have the radiation. Pick the food that has less mercury, right? Pick the food that doesn't have three eyes, but just two. Remember we were talking about the Gulf Coast, how they believe the oil spill from a couple years ago is starting to now cause eyeless fish and deformed, Blinky from The Simpsons, right? Deformed-looking fish. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I would just say, you know, give me something that looks real. Now, again, I'm not a big tuna eater, but I know tuna, that's especially with sushi. My husband doesn't really eat tuna fish, but when it comes to sushi, it's always spicy tuna rolls. All right, so let's see here. All right, so they're going to repeat the study. They're going to look at larger number of samples, and they're going to see what the effect the contamination has. They're also going to look at sea turtles, sharks, and seabirds. I don't eat either of those, so I think we're okay. All right. So, this is what we have to watch. We have to watch the radiation of the food supply. All right? Because the radiation of the food supply could get absorbed, and those are things that can cause free radicals and issues and DNA damage, possible cancer. So, we'll see. Now, let's go to a happy note. Chocolate. They say here, researchers based in Cambridge say they have made a scientific breakthrough that transforms chocolate into an anti-aging wonder drug. I'm there. I'll buy it. I don't even care if it's not made yet. I am purchasing this now. I will purchase ahead of time. I'll buy 3 candy bars. The technology increases the body's absorption of cocoa flavanols, which are molecules contained in chocolate that improve skin oxygenation, which is an essential factor in slowing the aging process. I will rub the chocolate on my face, on my tushy, wherever I have to rub it. Scientists at biotechnology specialist Lycotech have modified chocolate with an ingredient. Okay, well, don't be modifying the chocolate. I still want it to taste the way it tastes. They have developed called cocoa liposome. This boosts the power of cocoa flavanols by up to 20 times compared to unmodified chocolate. All right, but just don't mess with the taste. A small chunk of modified chocolate has the same anti-aging benefits as two bars of Cadbury. Mmm. I love the Cadbury Daily Milk, they say. Okay, I don't know if that's... I like milk chocolate. Cadbury, I wonder if they have milk. Anyway. Two bars a day may be good news for chocoholics, but not everybody loves chocolate that much. Well, who cares about them? Just keep making it. Everyone now can benefit from the intrinsic values of cocoa flavanols. Yay, cocoa flavanols. Yee-haw. Yay, cocoa flavanols. Okay, what else? But nutritionist Dr. Carrie Ruxton said she wants to see more evidence. Oh, psh, tell her to go fly kite. She said they are definitely on the right track. Flavanols are clunky molecules, and they're having problems with absorption, so it sounds interesting. Yes, it does sound interesting. Don't mess this up for me. But before I get excited, she says, I want some concrete endpoints and the consumer that the consumer would experience. A big tushy, probably. And you always have to balance the benefits with any detrimental effects. Leave them alone. They're working on chocolate that'll make me look young. Shut up. If you are looking, she says, at increased consumption of chocolate, you will see an increase in calories and saturated fats. Really? You have to be such a party pooper. You know, I have a huge admiration and respect for nutritionists. But I have to admit, they are party poopers. They really are. All right? Don't be looking at the nutrition of things. Okay? I want to have a party. I want to enjoy the French onion dip without thinking that the nutritionist is counting calories. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Let me enjoy what I'm doing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, you know, I don't know, I'm not a male, and I don't urinate in a urinal. I like to use a toilet. But apparently they're coming up with the world's eco-friendliest urinals. Now, apparently, from what I understand, it was a student who thought that maybe it would be a good idea to fertilize your bathroom plants that you use for decor with your own urine and come up with a urinal such that as you urinate, the urine could be processed such that it could feed the plant. So we're going to talk about that after the break and how much fun that is. Okay, we're going to talk about why we really need to ignore emails because it'll be good for our heart. We also need to talk about the tongue and how a smartphone will be able to take a picture of your tongue, and the smartphone will then tell you what is wrong with you. I said that was wrong with you. Based on your tongue. You have an STD. That would be scary. Can you imagine? Right? The smartphone goes, I believe you have chlamydia. Wait, you just looked at my tongue. Wait, how do you know? That would be scary. I got to tell you, what does freak me out a little bit is we got this little six-year-old girl who is the youngest person to ever qualify for the National Spelling Bee. Now, she made regionals by spelling vaquero. I think we talked about her. This story doesn't sound new, but she is going off to the National Spelling Bee. Whenever I see a young kid know how to spell words that grown-ups don't even know what the meaning, I think vaquero is a Spanish word. It always kind of gives the heebie-jeebies. But she's a smart girl. She's probably a genius. And she's going off to the National Spelling Bee. Good for her. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of you have finished up the Memorial Day weekend, and you are probably feeling guilty that you still worked while on it. I did. You know, and I just have a lot of work to do. I'm still going to work. I got to go back to the office tonight. Work just isn't over. But a study came out saying if you ignore your email messages altogether, you could reduce stress, and they have found a positive effect on the heart. Yeah, right. They obviously don't know what a workaholic is, okay? The scientists have attached heart rate monitors to office workers, found they remained in a state of high alert throughout the day if they had constant access to email. But those told they had manager's permission to not check their messages for up to 5 days at a time had much healthier heart rates. Now, the researchers who carried out the study at the University of California, Irvine, are calling for employers to consider implementing email holidays to preserve workers' health. According to some estimates, more than 200 billion emails are sent across the internet every day. Well, that's not employers' fault. But while they may have improved communication speeds, there are many concerns that electronic messaging is detrimental to both physical and mental health. Of course it is. To assess the effects, scientists recruited 13 men and women who used computers in the workplace, ranging from chemical engineers to psychologists. At the same time, software was added to their computers to measure how often they switched from what they were working on to their email inbox. The results presented at a computer conference in Austin, Texas, and didn't really put anybody to sleep, showed those who stayed logged onto email had high alert heart rates. Okay, you see, if you took email away from me, I would be stressed. I would be extremely stressed. I need to know what messages are coming in. In stress-free conditions, the heart rate is more variable, slowing down as the body becomes more relaxed. Yet a constantly raised heartbeat is known to lead to higher levels of potentially damaging stress hormone. They say volunteers with access to email switched screen an average of 37 times an hour, twice as much as those denied it. Okay, here's the thing. Personally, I think employers should leave their employees alone. All right, and I mean, if your employee is a 40-hour, you know, punch-in, punch-out employee, their off time is their off time. You really shouldn't bug them with emails. Now, my office manager is the only one I email, but I give her emails not to do over the weekend. It's because Monday morning she gets to the office before I do. So hopefully in her inbox Monday morning, she has the emails of things that we need to match up or reports we need to pull or patients we need to call. I feel bad, though, because if she checks her email during the weekend, you know, or during Memorial Day weekend, holiday or whatever, you know, I don't want her blood pressure going up. But I never give her things to do. It's like Monday morning when you come in, this is what, you know, needs, you know. So I tell her, don't look at the email till the morning. I mean, if it's anything urgent, I'll call her. And luckily, I rarely have to call her. But honestly, I think employees' time on the weekend should be their time. You know, I think it should. Now, if you have somebody that's salary, and, you know, they go home during the week and, you know, they handle things on the weekend and you want to be in communication with them, okay, that's fine if you worked it out. But if these are people who think their weekend time is off, I think you really need that. You know, me, I own a business. I manage this radio show. You know, I have to always be on. You know, I'm always, you know, looking for news. I'm always dealing with calls, worrying about patients. It's just something I have to do. I can't escape. All right. But that's the life I chose. And the benefits are, I'm hopefully in a position where no one could fire me. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I could get fired by the radio show, from my radio network, but I don't think they will. They're really, really good. I love the people I work with, especially Kyle and Donovan and James and Charles. These guys rock. I love them. Hopefully no one fires me. But in terms of my office, you know, in terms of my office, what comes with the bad, a lot of times there's some good. And the good is, I'm my own boss. But what's bad about that is, I never get to not worry. I mean, I am at that office at all hours of the day. And it's just something I have to do. And I can't feel sorry for myself because that's the position I want. And so I'm going to be going there later and just getting work done. And that's just what I have to do. But, if you can give your employees a break from email, great. Now, if it's working hours and these researchers want email holidays, I don't know how that's going to go. I think that's going to be more stressful. You're having to cut back on communication with your employees, right, just to give them a break from emails. I mean, where we are right now is we communicate by emails. And so if it's during an actual work week and you're not allowed to send emails to your staff, then what, we're going to do the post-it notes thing again? All right, now, speaking of emails, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has released a list of keywords and phrases it uses to monitor online websites and social networking sites to determine threats against the U.S. They are monitoring our Twitter, our Facebook, our emails. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is released under the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. The words are included in the department's 2011 analyst desktop binder, which I have, and I will read you some of these. So let's just kind of go through some of these words. Now, okay, does it mean if you use any of these words, you're going to be arrested? Probably not, but these are words that they are watching and may flag your correspondence. Okay, so this is loading up right now. Okay, so for example, Southwest border violence. They have some keywords that they are watching for that. I guess, Division of Homeland Security. Drug, cocaine, cartel, Juarez, El Paso, decapitated, narcos. So if you're talking about, New Federation, Barrio Azteca, I don't know what you guys would be talking about with that, but if you were, be careful. If I cite a story about marijuana or cocaine or a new drug, that word drug, I don't know how it red flags them, but it can. Gunfight, trafficking, kidnap. So, I guess if you don't want the U.S. Homeland Security looking into your stuff, then don't use any of these keywords. Just, if you want to bring attention to an article in the news, maybe don't comment on it. Just show people the article. Bust is in there, too. So if you're talking about, I'm going to get plastic surgery and get a new bust, they're going to think you're talking about drug bust. The word bridge, dock, port, these are things that are going to be triggering their spidey sense because that has to do with infrastructure security. Metro, of course, with Washington, D.C., Amtrak, grid, power, smart. If one of you says, Dr. Dahlia, you're so smart, that could red flag you. Now, a lot of medical terms, avian, flu, H5N1 vaccine, Tamiflu, pork, sick. If I write, that I've been dealing with this cold and I'm sick, that could be an issue. Okay, because now they're looking for health concern in terms of H1N1. Hazmat and nuclear. Department will be looking at words like radiation, radioactive, infection, leak, gas. If I say, I ate this burrito and I have gas, they're going to look at that and go, Dr. Dye's talking about gas, burn, North Korea. These are words, domestic security. If you talk about the cops, if you talk about exercise, and you're like, I'm going to go out and exercise, after Facebook today on your Facebook, they're thinking about exercise like a military exercise. Let me see what else they have here. Crash, facility. At about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I had to, empty my bladder, so I went and used the facilities. That's gonna red tag you. Now, of course, words like national security, SWAT, standoff, drill, domestic nuclear detection office. I don't know why any of you would be tweeting about domestic nuclear detection office. If that's the case, you're looking for trouble. But these are just things that they're gonna be, looking for. All right? Air Marshal. Fusion Center, FBI. So, you know what? I don't even think it's keywords. I think the reason why they put this out there is because they're watching us anyway. And if anybody goes, wait a second, you breached my Facebook. This is a violation of privacy. They could say, no, you used the word bust. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A big thanks to Kyle working the dials. Weird Science is Right. Looks like a device may help humans communicate with dolphins. Looks like, I don't know why we need to communicate with dolphins. Like I said, usually what we tell dolphins is, goochie, goochie, goo. And I don't really think they even know what that means. I don't even think we know what goochie, goochie, goo means. But apparently, scientists are pretty excited about this. Acoustic research of dolphins to date has focused on recording their sounds and measuring their hearing abilities. Now, we know that dolphins can distinguish the different frequencies, the pitch of sound waves. They could hear and generate low-frequency sound. Sounds below 20 kilohertz that lie within human capabilities, as well as the high frequency sounds that eek, you know, of up to more than 150 kilohertz, which I will not demonstrate. Now, scientists have developed a prototype dolphin speaker that can project the full range of all of the sounds dolphins make, from those used in communication to echolocation clicks. All right, I guess. The researchers employed piezoelectric components. If you all know what the heck this is, fine. I don't. That convert electricity into physical movement and vice versa. These components were capable of broadcasting both high-frequency and low-frequency sounds. The researchers precisely tailored the size of these components and the acrylic disc to create an extremely broad range of sounds. Okay, well, I can understand, but how do you, as a human, speak to a dolphin? The dolphin speaker was developed just a few weeks ago, so the scientists have not had a chance to try it out yet. The idea is to broadcast specific series of vocalizations and then record the responses over time. This back and forth could someday reveal what dolphins are saying and allow possible human-dolphin communication. I bet the dolphins are saying, these idiot humans don't know what we're talking about. And they're peeing in the water. That's probably what the dolphins are saying. Yeah, I think the dolphins want to be left alone, people. All right, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm really afraid. You know, people always ask me, wouldn't you love for your dogs and your cats to speak? No. I don't think I want to know. I mean, my cats sit there right in front of the shower and watch me when I shower because it has a glass. You know, it doesn't have a curtain. We got rid of the curtain because of mold, and so we kind of have a glass thing there. They just sit there and watch. No way. I do not want to know what they're thinking. Boy, Dahlia really needs to get rid of that cellulite. Anyway, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, MIT researchers have been very busy at work. PhD Dave's candidate, Dave Smith, has come up with a technology that allows ketchup to slide out of the bottle and not stick. Okay? They've created the Liquid Glide, a non-toxic coating of the bottle that's so slippery that when you tilt the bottle, the ketchup just flows. It goes right onto the sandwich. No, no, no. See, I don't have the Heinz 57 thick ketchup problem in my house. Because remember, we buy all generic, right? Because I'm cheap. We have where it separates and the water, ketchup water squirts out, ruins the whole sandwich first. Then a drop of the ketchup comes out and my sandwich is ruined. That's my problem. I don't need anything pouring out quickly by any means. They said this technology isn't just limited to ketchup. The coating could be applied to a variety of surfaces, glass or plastic, until they figure out that there's BPA in it and causes cancer probably, and could conceivably work with all kinds of thick sauces. The concept is gaining traction. The team recently placed second in MIT's 100K entrepreneurship competition, taking home an award. That is cool. I mean, I gotta admit, you know, being able to develop something like that is pretty cool. It's just, I don't know if I would particularly want it. All right, like, for example, this urinal issue. Okay, so what we have here, the world's eco-friendliest urinals. Now, I'm taking a look at them. You see the plant. You see the urinal. The urinal is kind of white and brown, from what I understand. Now, they say Eddie Gandelman is a 22-year-old design student at the University of Cincinnati. He wanted to brighten up the bathroom with plants, and then he said, you know what? What if when we urinate, we fertilize the plants, all right, as anybody else would? You know, most people would be like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's a good idea. Let's urinate our plants. So he devised a way where you could actually separate the solid waste from liquid waste to use it both as fertilizer. I mean, that's nothing new. They've been doing that for a while. But I guess how they did this, let me see here. All right, there's a way they explained how to do this, and it was kind of cool. I think they used, like, activated charcoal. They also have, let me see, they also have some pictures of this. You know what we'll do? I apologize. All I have is pictures of the urinal. I want to know how they do. Basically, they have to take the sodium out. They have to take out the acidity of urine in order to be able to, you know, use it as a liquid source and a food source for plants. So I guess he developed this. Everybody's excited. I don't know if he's winning 100K, though. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Chris on the line. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, doing pretty good. Just a couple of quick questions. Right now, sort of as my, because a lot of times I travel for work,
mm-hmm.
and sort of like my on-the-road sort of healthy breakfast concoction that I've been making. I don't know if you heard of Joseph Mercola. He's kind of an unconventional, sort of doctor. And he advocated to get the most nutritional value out of eggs is to actually consume them raw. And
yeah.
So kind of,
yeah.
My breakfast concoction is, like raw egg, a little bit of coconut, some whey protein, and some raw milk. My question is, what sort of salmonella risk am I associating myself with the raw milk and the raw eggs? From what I understand, it's, kind of rare. And then my second question is, physicians in the past have always, you didn't need to take a multivitamin if you, sort of ate a balanced diet. But, I mean, with all the GMO foods out there,
right.
A lot of times from farm to table, lose that, nutrient density that, we didn't have 100 years ago.
Of course, the fertilizer, the leaching of our soil, many of our vegetables aren't as nutritious as they used to be, or people will think, oh, I had an iceberg lettuce salad, and I got enough nutrients that way. The only problem is many of these supplements, they're starting to get a bad rap in the news as well, saying people that are taking supplements are at risk for early death. Some of the components could be irritating the liver, irritating the kidneys. So, we want you to eat as balanced as possible, but I agree, the food that we have these days, unless they're genetically modified, may be a hell of a lot weaker than they were decades ago. Now, with your salmonella risk and raw eggs and raw milk, you are at risk. We don't know what percentage. I mean, many people do well. Remember, your stomach is full of acid. And so you could eat something raw. I can't tell you how many times we've eaten something raw, go, oh, I probably shouldn't have eaten that, and nothing happened to us. Because the acid in our stomach
right.
is a protective mechanism. But for some of us, it's the wrong bug at the wrong time, and you could get sick. But, the Rocky Balboa breakfast, and not that that's what you're eating because you have coconut and whey protein, but the Rocky Balboa
right.
breakfast, that spurred a whole bunch of people trying to eat, eggs like that. And I don't really remember a salmonella outbreak back in the 70s when that happened. So for the most
right.
part, you're probably going to be okay. But remember, you eating something raw does put you at risk. Absolutely.
Right. I'm also supplementing with turmeric. I want to get your take on turmeric as well. I heard it was quite the anti-inflammatory, and I've heard a lot of, heart doctors have come out recently, sort of like unconventional, and claiming that heart disease a lot of times is contributed by inflammation of the arteries. A lot of
Absolutely.
Times from whole grains and like oatmeals and things like that that create, inflammatory situations.
Exactly. Chris, we're at the end, so I got to let you go. Thank you for your call. But absolutely, this whole idea of inflammatory properties, because being inflamed irritates the intimal linings and the endothelium. And so, that's why a lot of times they'll bring up issues like garlic and cinnamon and adding those components to your food. But we'll talk about inflammation another day. I love that idea, because that's where the whole periodontal disease theory came from, because people had inflammation there and it went to the heart. Anyway, have a great rest of the ride home. Talk to you tomorrow.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart. They're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.